Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Thank you to all of you that tune into Mind Shift Talk Radio every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And also for those of you that are listening via the replay, kudos to you for being so diligent about your own personal growth and development. And thank you to all of you that are tuning in for the first time. If this is your first time on Mindshift Talk Radio, welcome. You are in for a treat. Mindshift is a regular, down-to-earth show for normal individuals, normal, quote-unquote, you know, just like you and me, that are looking to grow in every area of our lives. So whether we're looking to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, financially, maybe you need some help in terms of health and wellness or whatever it may be. Maybe fitness is your thing this year. Whatever it may be, there's something here for you. Any area of your life in which you can think of that there needs to have a paradigm shift and there needs to be a mind shift, this is the place for you. We have amazing guests. We have wonderful people that are hosting the show. I normally have my partner in success and crime, as I call her, my native sister, Big Bones Warren, that always shares I say exciting information. She always has great input, a wonderful perspective, and a twist on most things with a sense of humor. So, unfortunately, Sister Big Bones will not be here with us tonight. Truly, she will be missed. But we do have an awesome and phenomenal guest that will be joining us shortly, and you'll hear from her shortly. Before going into this week's show, I do encourage you, if you are not our friend yet online, we would like you to be our friend. You can find us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. You can go ahead and become our friend there. Also, you can follow us via Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening via your browser, just go ahead and hit the orange follow button, and you'll be connected to us. That way you're updated every week about new guests and new topics that we're discussing. And finally, I would suggest that you go to our website, which is mindshifttalkradio.com. I know it's a mouthful, but mindshifttalkradio.com is where you can connect with me as well as my co-host, learn more about the show. You can listen to the replays of previous shows and also find out about upcoming guests and topics. So again, thank you for tuning in and kudos to all of you for staying plugged into Mindshift Talk Radio. For those of you that may have missed the show last week, I do like to provide a brief recap. And last week's show was entitled, This is a Man's World. And we giggle, and I still kind of giggle when I say it because we know that's not true. but it was entitled, This is a Man's World. And we basically just had two guys here that were totally down to earth, totally transparent. One thought that the other shared a little bit too much information, was a little too transparent, but that's okay. We wanted to have the gentleman here to discuss both pressing issues and concerns that most women want to know the answers to and most guys just don't give us a straight-up answer to. So we talked about dating and relationships and finances and fashion. We got into the nitty-gritty, and the guys were phenomenal. The show was so fired up that we had to extend it. So the show was an hour and a half last week. So if you missed that show, yes, I would encourage you to go online to Mindshift Talk Radio and check it out. It was a treat. It was interesting. I felt like I was in counseling at one point, laying on the couch and just laying all my problems out there, and the guys were my therapist. It was interesting. So make sure you go and check that out. But now, moving on to this week's show. This week, I'm excited about our guest that's here because she's not new to Mindshift Talk Radio. We have now been friends via the web, I would say, for a couple of years now. And I remember the first time she was on, I was just like, wow, she's got to come back. And so she's been on more than once. And it's like every time she comes, she just drops these nuggets. So tonight's special guest is my friend, author, life coach, speaker. I'm telling you, she's like the jack and master of all trades. LaShawn McCreary is here tonight. LaShawn, welcome to MindShift Talk Radio.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Stacey. I'm so excited to be back and just be a part of MindShift once again.
Yes, it's always exciting to have you here. And it's been like, I mean, this is like long overdue at this point. So I'm definitely excited about the message you're going to be sharing with us tonight. For those of you that have seen the information on tonight's show, LaShawn is going to be sharing a powerful message and discussing her latest book, her work, Woman Within. And it says, loving, accepting, and empowering your authentic self. Now, although the book is entitled Woman Within, I'm sure, LaShawn, that you share tons of practical information and advice that applies to both men and women, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because, you know, when guys hear the title, they go, oh, so what about us? What about the guys?
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, you know, it's a really great book. And, yes, even though it was written specifically for women, men can still get a lot out of this book simply because, you know, if you have a daughter, you know, and many men do. If there are any little girls around you, whether they be daughters, nieces, whoever they are, you know, if you're a teacher, you know, you can impact the life of a little girl. And so this is going to give you a little bit more insight on women and how we think and how we feel, and mm-hmm. also just let you know some of the problems that we have, some of the things that women struggle with. So I think that it could be a very powerful book for a man to have as well as a woman.
And it's a great follow-up. Last week, we got to hear from a male perspective, you know, and it was a lot of questions that women had trying to better understand men. And now this week, mm-hmm. there's a twist on it, a healthy twist, and now we're hearing, you know, helping men to understand where we come from, even helping women understand where other women come from. I think sometimes we misunderstand each other. But, you know, again, this is a method that I encourage you guys to get a pen and a piece of paper out for, because I'm sure there's tons of information that's going to be shared. Now, of course, you'll be able to get LaShawn's book, but tonight you want to at least be able to take notes and find out things that you can start to implement immediately. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with LaShawn, LaShawn is totally dedicated to helping people become whole and to help them live intentionally. And she does that by empowering them to take control of their destiny and to experience spiritual, professional, social, intellectual, every area of completeness, you know, physical, personal, everything, just completeness as a whole. So, LaShawn, I'm going to go ahead, and I think we just want to go ahead and get started first. If you could just tell us a little bit, I guess, like a brief recap about the book. And I know you cover so many different things, and I want to ask more questions about specific pieces you're going to cover. But if you can kind of just give us a general idea of what we can expect in this book.
Absolutely. Woman Within, and the subtitle really talks to what the book is about, loving, accepting, and empowering your authentic self. And that's exactly what I want women to do, is to be able to love, accept, and empower their authentic self, whoever that authentic self may be, but that they really and truly, finally, allow themselves to love and embrace her. You know, many of us, and I open up the book and I start off talking about these defining areas and how some women define themselves through their careers, or maybe their mm-hmm. marriage, through their children, through their beauty, through defeat, unfortunately, through the eyes of others, you know, and, you know, through their material possessions, whatever it is. There's so many different areas that we begin to define ourselves through. And it's unfortunate, because when there's any little ripple in our life, when any of those things change, well, what happens to our value? What happens to our self-esteem? Many times we end up losing that because we don't really know who we are as an individual. You know, there's when I talk about the career section and the women who define themselves through their careers, and I point out to them that you do not, or let me say that again, your career does not make you, but you make your career. You make mm-hmm. that title work for you. And so if something happens and you end up losing that position, you should never ask yourself, well, who am I now? Maybe what should I do now? but it should never, your identity should never be attached to things or to other people. And that's where a lot of times many women began to get in trouble. And so through this book, I'm talking to them about redefining themselves and establishing or redesigning their life through the eyes of God, so that you understand that you are always lovable, that you are always worthy of love, that you are a great, wonderful power within your own right. So whatever it is that you were created to do, that you always have that power within you to do that if you choose to. You know, and this book is also about letting women know that you have options. So if right now, if you're currently living a life, and you're looking around and you're thinking, whose life is this? I don't want this life. I don't like this life. That you have the power within you and you have the divine right within you to change your destiny, to have it look however you choose to have it look. And so these are just some of the things that I talk about in this book so that women can begin to really build up the woman within.
Definitely. You know, you talked about the different challenges, especially with women or people in general. You know, we find our identity in material things that we have and possessions, as well as in our positions and our role. And I guess just to go back to the source, if we were to back it up a little bit, when you're coaching your clients and you're meeting people, and I'm sure you're getting inspiration from so many different areas for you to write this book, what do you think are some of the main or underlying reasons why women are having these challenges, why we're not being able to, I guess, have a sense of our own identity? Why are we getting caught up in different things?
Well, because we're programmed to do so, Stacey. You know, and it's nothing, I don't believe that anybody ever sat down and intentionally had this thing where I'm going to make my daughter's life as difficult as possible, you know,
right.
but there are just some things that just unfortunately our parents, our teachers, other family members, society in general, just different things that they have put into our heads as women, and we fell for it. And I'm just here to say that guess what, ladies, even if you fell for it before, you don't have to continue falling for it. So what is it that you want your life to look like? And again, if it doesn't look that way, that's fine. We're not going to beat ourselves up about it, but we are going to stand up and finally empower ourselves to have our lives look the way that we desire for them to look. And so it comes from everywhere, you know, and we're bombarded by it, that you should look a certain way, you know, that you should have a certain amount of things in your life. Well, guess what? You're dynamic without those things, regardless of where you are. And when we begin to look at ourselves through the eyes of God, and that's the overlying principle behind this book, is beginning to see ourselves through the eyes of our Creator, because it is only then when we come into that revelation of how it is that God sees us that we can truly empower ourselves. So long as we're falling over onto what the status quo is, onto what other people think, onto what my family wants me to be, so long as we're falling into those little pits, we're going to have a very difficult time really loving, accepting, and especially empowering our authentic selves.
Definitely. So clearly there's a need to have that mind shift, as we talk about, in several different areas. So while some people may only need to have that mind shift in terms of their physical area of their life, or maybe some people need to have that mind shift in terms of financial area of their life, whatever it may be, some people may have five different categories, some people may have one. The great news is that through this book and through this tool that you're offering, that people are able to help identify. Now we can start to identify these areas of our lives that where we do need to have this mind shift. And what I definitely love about your book, and you've said it so many times, even in this brief conversation we've had so far, is that you're providing tools and insight to empower women to make that change. And also what I'm already liking that I'm hearing is when you're talking about being able to make that shift to see what it is that we want and who we truly are in terms of how God sees us. And I think that's an important piece because, like you said, it's so easy to get caught up and programmed in what society says, what our family says, maybe what our mates say, what our friends say, that sometimes I think some of us can totally lose sight and don't even know where to begin to think what we want for ourselves. don't even know what is it that I truly desire. Because like you said, we've been programmed with what everyone else wants that we don't even have a clue sometimes in terms of what it is that we truly want for ourselves. So I love that. But anyway, see, I'm already getting excited. And you haven't even gone into the nitty gritty yet. You haven't gone into the nitty gritty. I'm already getting excited. Okay. So one thing that you said is you said our deepest desire in life is to be free. And you said that, you know, we want to be free to embrace all of who we are without the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment and so forth. Elaborate a little bit more on that in terms of the freedom piece and us desiring to want to be free.
Yes. Well, you know, and this freedom is going to look a little bit different for every woman. And it may even look very different from one woman to the next. But it's, again, it's us allowing ourselves to say, who am I? What is it that I like? And then regardless of what anyone else thinks or feels or believes, you allow yourself to step into your place of power, your authenticity, and say, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I like. Love it or don't. And be okay with it if they don't approve. Even if they totally go against it, you're still okay with it, and you're going to allow yourself to be happy in your space. You know, figure out what's in your space, what truly belongs in your space. And once you know that, just allow yourself to embrace it, whatever that looks like. You know, and realizing also that sometimes there are going to be certain people who don't agree with it, but you love them and you keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, it's about you. It's about you. It's about your relationship with God and where are you moving to in your life.
Right. Now, some people would say, well, that's a little selfish. You know, I can't just think about myself and what's important to me. What do you say to those people?
To those people, I say, don't get it twisted. We're not talking about a sense of false humility. One of the things that I also mentioned in the book are the characteristics to develop the woman within. And she loves herself, and she also loves others. That's one of them. She is a very trustworthy woman. She respects people. She has high self-esteem. She knows her worth. And when you know these things about yourself, when you are solid in yourself, that is when you are best able to help other people. So, you know, and so many people have this idea in their head that if I love me, it's wrong. You would be amazed, Stacey, at how many clients, just how many women that I talk to, and when I tell them, I place a mirror in front of their face, and I say, look at yourself and say, I love you, and they cannot do it. They break down and they cry.
Wow.
And see, and I always tell people that until you learn to truly love yourself, you really cannot learn to love another person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you may do a lot for them. You care about them. But what you're also placing inside that person, what you're also teaching that other person is that I am not worthy. And they're not doing it intentionally. They don't know. They don't recognize what they're doing to themselves, but it's being done nonetheless. So now it's about changing. It's about making that shift and making sure that you learn to love yourself and love others. Because what I'm teaching in this book is not about being selfish. It's not just about you, but realizing that when you are your true, authentic self and walking in your power, then you teach other people how to do the same. This is not the selfish woman within. This is the loving, the wonderful, the powerful, dynamic woman that God has created. And God is all about love. And so this woman is also going to be all about love.
Definitely.
And even earlier when you asked me, you know, about guys and, you know, and them reading this book and you know, and guys recognize and understand that if there's a woman in your life, as she's reading this book, she is going to develop and become a better individual. And the better she is, the better your relationship will be.
Yeah, definitely. Depending on the guy. Because we know there's times where a woman can grow into herself. And, okay, you already know where I'm going with this.
Absolutely. And my point with saying that was for, because I don't want anybody to think that this is one of those women power tripping, overpowering men. It's
right,
not that
right.
type of a book. That's where I was going with that comment. But tagging back to what you just said, Stacey, yes, because there is a lot of times what will happen is that as women begin to grow and step more into their authentic self, they realize that there are certain people that are not growing along with them. So there very well could be the possibility of a relationship ending. Yes, that does happen. But you know what's interesting, Stacey, is that any time when I'm coaching a woman and she comes to me, and a lot of times for some reason they think that, oh, maybe I should get a divorce first. Or if I do this, am I going to necessarily have to get a divorce? And I always tell them, throw those thoughts out of your head for right now. We're not thinking about divorce, separation. We're not thinking about any of those things. What we're going to do right now is just build you up, and we'll allow the future to just unfold. And wherever you end, wherever that road goes, that's just where the road goes. But we're not going to focus on it. We're not necessarily going to think like that at all, because this process is about you. Because one of the things that I also find is that a lot of women, regardless of which one of those areas they fall into of how they were defining themselves, what they find is that there's some anger, there's some bitterness there that they have towards those individuals. Because they feel like, well, if it wasn't for you, if I didn't have this experience and that experience, I would be living a different life right now. But I remind them, you chose this life. Even if you walked into it, even if you were a little scared and you didn't really want to, but you did so anyway, always had a choice. So we're not going to blame those other people. We're not going to blame ourselves. We're going to assess the situation and move you forward.
Definitely. I agree. And it's interesting that you say that about making the choice to be there at the end of the day and taking ownership of that. I was having a conversation with just my sisters today. And first I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was sharing something with me. She was sharing an experience that she's been going through, and I told her that I commended her for the way she was handling it. She's going through a very challenging time in her business while finally starting to see a little balance in her personal life, and now the business is taking the shift. And she's handling it so well, and I said, I'm so proud of you. It says so much about your growth and your development. And she said, you know, there's one thing that someone said to me before that has totally stood out, and that I'll never forget. And she said, when situations take place in which a person leads you to feel hurt or betrayed, any type of negative emotion like that, it's not that they're necessarily doing it intentionally. They're doing what serves them. But the consequence is that you are left feeling hurt and abandoned and frustrated and betrayed. But that was not necessarily their intention when they went about their actions. They were just doing what was best for them. And I talked to my sister about that today, and she said, you know what, it's true. She said, because at the end of the day, she said, it's so easy, for example, for us to blame someone for breaking our hearts and for leaving us heartbroken. But at the end of the day, that person did what they needed to do for themselves, and we made the decision to be in that relationship. So, you know, there has to be some ownership. And there has to be the acceptance that you talk about to say, you know, I accept that. It's not necessarily that it was a mistake. I chose to be there. These are the consequences based on what's happened since then, but it's all a part of the process, you know. And I think that is a huge sign of your growth and your maturity. And I love the fact that you're doing this all around standing on the word of God and what God says about you, about who you are. Because as I said earlier, you know, most people don't know necessarily what they want. Some of us don't know what we want. We don't know who we are. And it's not until we get into the Word of God to learn more, to see what He says about us, that we're able to say, oh, my gosh, okay, I get it now. And then that's so empowering and liberating. Like you talk about that freedom piece, you finally get to the point where you can be free. But I know in your book you talked about, you said the book gives permission to do so many different things. There's so many different areas where we can be reestablished. And I do want to talk a little bit more about that. Before we do that, I just want to let those of you that are just tuning in know you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, and tonight I'm joined by my phenomenal friend and co-host. You're my co-host tonight. You're not the special guest. My co-host tonight is really, and I'm sure Monita wouldn't mind. She loves when we have guest co-hosts, but you're my guest co-host. So LaShawn McCreary, author, life coach,
speaker. And you have a whole list of accomplishments that you're going to have to share with us later. I can't even go, some of these words I can't even pronounce, LaShawn, in terms of what you're a master at, but you'll be able to share that at the end. Okay, so we're talking about Woman Within, loving, accepting, and empowering your authentic self. So you said the book gives you permission to do quite a few things, and we've talked about just being able to, you know, finally break free and to be empowered to do the things that you want to do. But you also talked about pursuing your dreams and your own ambitions. And then you talked about going to the point where you can set boundaries in your relationships. Now, we've been doing a lot of talk about relationships lately. So I want you to go ahead and give us a little bit more meat in terms of how this book will give us permission to be able to set boundaries in our relationships.
Well, one of the things that I mentioned in the book is I changed the definition of the word no. And I won't leak what I changed the definition to. I'll leave that for everybody who actually purchases the book. But what I did was I changed it from the word no being a negative to a positive. And I stuck this in the book in a section where I'm talking about the different characteristics of the woman within. And I placed it up under being assertive. Now, the difference between assertive and aggressive is that an aggressive person, they're just going to say and do whatever it is that they want to do, and they don't really care who gets, whose feelings get hurt, if somebody gets offended. It doesn't matter to them. They're just going to say and do whatever they want to say and do. But an assertive person, yes, they want to be heard, but they are also seeking a win-win situation. They want it to come out where I get some of what I want, you get some of what, you know, they just want to make it a peaceful situation and, if possible, get it to where both parties get what it is that they're looking for. And what happens with a lot of women is that when it comes to dealing with certain individuals in our lives, and with some people, it's most people in their life, people at work, people at home, people out in the community, church, wherever it is that they go, and they have a very, very difficult time saying no to people. And because of that, these women are constantly losing their energy, their power. It can even be catastrophic to their health because they're always running around doing for everyone but themselves. And they have this feeling inside that if I say no, that I'm hurting that person. I'm going to hurt their feelings. Oh, what are they going to do without me? And I am here to tell you they will be okay. And that it is by you, the most empowering thing that you can do for that individual is to tell them no. Now, I'm not suggesting that you just run around and start telling people no just for the sake of saying no. You know what I mean? Right. Just for the sake of using the word, but realizing that there's a certain amount of power within that word, and that as that person takes it, because somewhere along the line, that person is going to run up against someone saying no to them. And it's not a rejection of the person. It's just saying whatever it is that you're requesting right now, that this is something that it's in your best interest and mine if I say no. But see, people don't look at it like that. When they look at it as I'm rejecting the person, I'm hurting their feelings, I'm damaging this person isn't going to be able to handle this, they're going to feel bad and I'm going to feel bad, and they make it this big, huge, dramatic thing, and it's not. And when they learn that, you know, when they really get that in their head, that they're going to be okay, regardless of who it is. And I even go through this section where I talk about saying no to your spouse, to your children, to different friends, to family members, you know, to just different people, because it's really important that we finally learn how to do this, you know. And it was interesting because I remember years ago when I heard Oprah say on her show, and this was one of her earlier shows, and she made the comment that at one point in her life, she did not know how to say no to people. And I remember to this day very vividly watching that show and going, what? What do you mean you don't just say no? Never, you know, I think I was too far off the left. You know, we were on two totally different ends of the spectrum.
Right.
And so now it's about everybody just coming closer to the middle and using no when it's necessary. And when you learn how to do that, you talk about setting boundaries in a relationship, that is going to help you establish them. Because, of course, it goes further than just saying no. but it goes back to you being your authentic self, knowing what you want out of life, what you want from each and every relationship that you have, and being bold enough, because that's one of the things I talk about the book gives you permission to do, being bold enough to ask mm-hmm. for what you want. And not just assume that just because you've been married for a certain amount of years that they should know. No, you come out and you ask for what you want. You let other people know what you want. If you want help, ask for help. If you need someone to do something for you, you ask them. You let them know so that your needs get met, because it's your responsibility for your needs to get met, not the people around you. And on top of that, people cannot help you if they don't know that you need help. And there are so many women that are stressing themselves out. They're getting sick. They're ending up in the hospital because they want to do it all. Not one of us on the face of this planet was created to do it all by ourselves. Stop trying to do that. You know, set some boundaries. And, you know, and one of the most important people that we need to set boundaries with, ourselves. And when we learn to do that, when we learn to place proper boundaries on ourselves and say, okay, these are going to be your standards. These are going to be the rules that you're going to live by in your life. And once we set them up for ourselves, then we can move forward and set them up for the people that we love.
So now you're asking us to be disciplined. Okay, so now you just twisted everything in the book. You already took us on the place. You just make this more challenging for us. Okay, so we already had to face ourselves in the mirror and work on our identity, and now we have to be disciplined. Wow, I tell you. You know, who said personal development and growth was easy? It's not an easy process, right?
But you know what? It's not an easy transition to make, but it is possible. And that's what I want them to know. You know, wherever you are in your life, when you pick up this book and you read it, know that everything that's in there is available to you. And if you want it, you can go get it. Now, if the things that I'm saying to you, if they don't resonate with you, if this is not what you want, then you don't have to take it. But if it's not what you want, I just challenge you to ask yourself, why don't I want it? Is it that I really don't want these things, or is it that I don't believe that I can get them? I think that maybe I'm too old, that my ship has sailed, that it's just not possible for me to have them. Because if that's your answer, then it's not really that you don't want them, it's that you're living in a world of fear. You're bound. You're living in bondage because now you won't even allow yourself to think the thoughts that could change your life.
Definitely. And, you know, reading the book, some people probably would be uncomfortable with a lot of what you're discussing and the call to action. You know, you're asking people to be very honest with themselves and be transparent, like even with your exercise with looking in the mirror, and that would make quite a few people uncomfortable. But I would say that those are the areas that you need to pay the most attention to. The areas when you're addressing yourself, the areas that make you uncomfortable are clearly the areas that require the most attention. Because if there's anything, LaShawn, that you're sharing in the book that kind of gets into someone's skin and say, I'm not really feeling that. Why is that? Why aren't you feeling that? And like you said, it goes back to the fear piece. What are you afraid of in terms of this area? What is it that you're hiding from that you don't want to deal with? So I would say, you know, when you're reading this book, and that goes for any book that you're looking at in terms of personal or spiritual development and growth, those parts of the book that make you feel a little weird, like, oh, this is out of my comfort zone, those are important areas to focus on. But I know even when you talked about I had my notes here. Oh, we were talking about saying no to people and getting to the point where you say no. And a lot of it ties back again to what you were saying about the acceptance of yourself and knowing who you are. I think most people, and I've been guilty of this as well, the whole not being able to say no complex, like you've never had far to the left. But I'm like Oprah. I'm not like you, LaShawn. So I'm like Oprah. At one point, I had a challenge, you know, saying no to people. And that was really at a point in my life where I was afraid, and it goes back to the fear you talked about, which seems to be the underlying factor and cause of most of our negative actions is fear.
And
yes.
I was just afraid of what people would think. Is that going to make the person leave? Are people going to want to still be my friend? Am I going to hurt their feelings? When it wasn't necessarily about hurting their feelings. And it's so easy for us to say, you know, I want to be careful about how I say this because I don't want to hurt the person. When sometimes it's not necessarily that we're concerned about hurting the person. We're afraid of the consequence that we're going to have to deal with. And so it's almost a cop-out to say, you know, I don't want to say this to hurt this person. I don't want to do this to hurt them. And really what we're really wanting to say is, I don't want to do this and be found out. I don't want to do this and be left alone. So, you know, it's interesting how the dynamic plays. But, again, it all ties back to the fear piece. And once we get to the point where we understand what our fears are and understand why we have these fears, it's only then that we're able to address them. And like you talked about, at that point, we can be bold and be decisive in terms of the actions we take. But at the end of the day, even the picture of your book, the cover of your book is a picture of a heart. It all comes from a place of love. Mm-hmm. Being able to assert ourselves comes from the place of love. Anytime you're talking about your authentic self and looking at yourself from the perspective of how God sees you, you know it's going to be a perspective of love. So I said to say that because I'm sitting here looking at the cover of the book, and I'm like, that is it's beautiful. I love the heart and the hands
Thank
and the
you.
Freedom part. Yeah, it's awesome. I love the cover of the book. But, again, let's just quick break for those of you that are just tuning in because, see, I get to talking and talking and talking. This is Stacey Emery. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio, and we are joined tonight by LaShawn McCreary discussing her book, Woman Within, Loving, Accepting, and Empowering Your Authentic Self. And if you're just tuning in, please know that the book is entitled Woman Within, but it's information that applies to both men and women, especially helping you to have a better perspective into the viewpoint of most women. So, again, powerful book. And I'm looking through, I mean, we've discussed so much already, and I'm trying to be careful with what I want you to share because, again, we don't want to tell the whole story and then have people look at the book and be like, gosh, they just spoiled it already. They talked about everything. But I want to make sure we've talked about the main point that I wanted to talk about, which was the boundaries in the relationships and pursuing your dreams and ambitions. But there's another piece that I wanted to talk about, and it still ties back to the acceptance piece, but it's about letting go of the past. I think that's another important one because I know we were talking about some negative emotions before, and we talked about the bitterness piece, and I think that ties into it. I'm currently reading a book that my pastor wrote, and it's called Overcoming Negative Emotions, and so it talks about negative emotions that we experience from a biblical perspective. And it talks about different people in the Bible that experience these same feelings and these same emotions just to help us understand that we're not above these things. And so I'd like for you to give us a little bit more information about or give us another sneak peek into the section you're going to talk about letting go of your past. And what was your reason for putting that part into the book?
It fits right into, because one of the other characteristics that I mentioned earlier, the different characteristics of the woman within, and one of them is that she is forgiving. And whether it's a situation where we need to forgive ourselves or we need to forgive someone else. So when I talk about letting go of the past, it all comes into that word forgiveness. Because anyone who has released their past, they don't have an issue with forgiveness. But for those of us who are holding on to something, it's because you haven't forgiven. Now, forgiveness is not saying that what they did was okay. It does not mean that you're going to allow those things to happen again. But what it does mean is that you are going to free yourself from what happened, because when you're holding on to unforgiveness, it is hurting you, not that individual. And it was interesting because I heard someone say on television once that, well, you know, you can't forgive unless you can forget. And that's not true. The truth of the matter is, if you could forget, you would not need to forgive, because there wasn't anything to forget. You forgot about it.
Yeah.
So the power in forgiveness comes through having that memory in your head, but you release the emotions from the memory. So now you can talk about that person or people or what the situation that caused you so much pain, and you can use that experience to help others. So it's about letting go of the bitterness, the anger, and allowing yourself to rebuild, restore your joy, love again, dance again, be happy, smile, do all of the wonderful things in life in spite of that situation. And how do you know if you've truly forgiven, if somebody brings it up and you don't feel anything? Do you know what happened? Yes, but you don't feel it. It's about going from feeling it to just knowing it. You know that it happened, and you allow yourself to let go of that horrible relationship, of that terrible heartbreak that you experienced, of another situation, whatever your situation is, whatever your thing is that changed your life. Know that you can still be stronger and better even though you experience that situation.
Definitely. Definitely. And I see we're almost out of time. And I guess I would say, just to sum it up, you know, if there was one major takeaway that you'd want people to get, if there's one thing you can say to get them to understand how important and how imperative it is for them to go out to get this book, what would that be?
To heal.
Okay.
This book is about bringing forth healing in whichever area of your life that you hurt. It's to help you heal.
Definitely. Definitely. I love it. I'm sitting here just like, oh, this is just going to be amazing. Now, is the book out already?
Yes, they can order the book via my website at LashawnMcQuarrie.com, and that's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C, R-A-R-Y.com.
LashawnMcQuarrie.com. Now, you know you're going to have like, some workshops and some stuff like that. This is just not something you can just keep in
yes,
the book.
Yes, I definitely plan on, and I have some stuff in the works right now, different book signings and everything that I'm going to do. So, like I said, yes, I'm still in the beginning phases of everything, but if you want a copy, you can go to my website and order it today.
Awesome. Now, I cracked on myself about it earlier when I was talking about all your accomplishments and all these different areas that you have become a master in. Now, you're going to have to tell me, this last one, after I saw hypnotherapist, and you know, that's an interesting one. I didn't know you went there already, so hypnotherapist. I tell you, you are the business. Okay, so what's the last one, the practitioner? How do you pronounce that one?
That is pronounced Reiki.
A Reiki practitioner. What is a Reiki practitioner?
Reiki practitioner. Reiki is just a form of healing. And so there could be somebody, just various, whether it be physical ailments that they have in their body or even if it's just some emotional trauma or issues that they're dealing with. And it's just me using my healing power to lay hands on that individual to bring about healing.
Wow.
And that's Reiki in a nutshell, yes.
Okay, in a nutshell.
Yep.
Well, like I said, you are a jack and a master of several trades, but truly it's a gift and it's an anointing. And it's a blessing that you're able to share this with so many other people. I tell you, like I said, from the first time that you were on the show and it was just this energy, it was just so powerful. And I was like, she is solid. Like, we have to keep her around, you know. And I love it. Even just now when you're talking about your book and you're talking about the things you're sharing in this book, you can hear your passion and your passion to help other people, to help people, like you said, to heal, to get to that place of acceptance, to be able to experience that joy and that peace and that love that we all desire but don't necessarily know how to achieve. So I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing this message with us. And I encourage everyone that's listening, you know, you got a little bit, you got the tidbits of what she's going to be discussing. But, of course, there's nothing like really getting the actual book and being able to go through this material and to apply it personally to your own situation. Like I said, there's going to be several areas, and it's going to be challenging probably in some areas of this book for you to just be honest with yourself. But it's necessary. It's important
for you to be able to make that mind shift and to have that paradigm shift to experience life, you know, at the level in which you desire to have it. So, again, thank you for joining us, LaShawn. You guys make sure that you connect with her at LaShawnMcCrary.com. Also, you can get more information about her at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And you can also find her on Facebook. So thank you for being here, LaShawn.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Stacey. I appreciate it. And for anyone who purchases the book, I just want you to know that I hope that it is a tremendous blessing to you.
I'm sure it will be. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio. Make sure you're here every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And check out the replays at MindshiftTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. You guys have another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week. Talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Mind.